You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready? Tell you all about your body heat. Not gonna talk about it, just gonna do it. Get on down if you feel up to it. Get on down.
Hey, Deb, it's John from the Franklin Electric.
Oh, awesome. How are you, John?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, so you're in Perth, is that right?
Yeah, we're in Perth right now.
Okay, excellent. So it sounds like you're having a wonderful tour.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Canadian band The Franklin Electric are currently touring Australia, promoting their album This Is How I Let You Down and supporting Holy Holy. They also recently performed at the Woodford Folk Festival. I'll be catching them in Adelaide this weekend. I'm lucky to be talking today with John, their vocalist, piano player, trumpet player, and I think sometimes he plays guitar.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, that's what I've found out about you guys so far. So, welcome to Australia.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, look, I know you guys have been together since about 2012, but can you tell me how your group formed or how you got together?
Yeah, I think the band was kind of an experiment that I wanted to try, and I used to play in little pubs in Montreal, and we were kind of playing covers, and eventually we started to introduce, like, new original music. And each week I was switching around musicians and stuff like that, and we kind of just eventually started playing the new songs, the original stuff, and then I saved up some cash, and I wanted to try to go into studio and record.
Yep, awesome.
So we basically just grabbed a group of friends that could play music and went in studio and spent a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens. You get a few friends together and gradually a few other people join in, and before you know it, you've got a band happening.
Yeah.
Now, Montreal seems to produce a high caliber of musicians. I discovered Half Moon Run when they toured here in 2014.
Yeah.
I believe you supported them on their Quebec tour in the same year.
Yeah, we became close friends with Half Moon Run. We just actually got back from a Europe tour with them.
Oh,
I don't know, maybe a month or something. We're up in Europe and just playing shows with them. It was quite an amazing tour, actually.
I bet it was. I was going to say, what's it like working so closely with them, and have they influenced your music in any way?
Well, working with them is great, and I always kind of looked up to the bands in Montreal that were kind of established and doing well, and it was kind of like a big brother band. So I was always super thrilled. We were just thrilled to share the stage with them, because when we were studying, we kind of, you know, we were just getting our stuff together, and they were doing really well, and then we ended up making friends and touring with them, and then sharing the stage with them, and becoming friends. So it's kind of like a band of older brothers where I ask a lot of questions and soak up a bunch of information on tours and technicalities and, you know, how to do this or how to get that sound. And for sure, there's probably some influence in the music and the future tunes that we're currently writing and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Okay, I'll look forward to hearing some of your new stuff then. I've been listening to the album you're promoting at the moment, This Is How I Let You Down, and it flows very well, and there's a few tracks on there I really like, so I'm looking forward to seeing them live on Saturday night. I think I'm going to see you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So music doesn't come out of nowhere. What are your musical roots and influences?
I was really lucky. My mom was from a town in Canada called St. John's, New Brunswick, which is kind of a country town, I guess, and she has 12 brothers and sisters, and they all used to play music around the piano, so there was kind of a thing there. My mom always played piano to me, and she'd be playing, you know, old school 70s popular songs.
Yeah.
From Elton John to the Beatles to the Eagles to, you know, all that stuff, and she just raised me in that environment, and I started playing piano at three.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of got a knack for it. I just naturally had a, I was like, wow, that's good.
Yeah, it seems like
and
it.
And then it just kind of like continued from there, I guess. And I, you know, school and high school and jazz band and stuff like that. And then also just kind of like listening to bands that I love and just absorbing everything and then kind of trying to put all the influences together from folk to kind of popular songwriting and even rock and roll, certain styles of rock and roll. I've never been too crazy heavy rock, but
yeah,
just kind of a hybrid of all those influences.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite band that you follow or a few favorite bands?
Oh, I couldn't say. I mean, like, I follow so many bands and I discover so much music nowadays because of the internet that I'm like overwhelmed sometimes because I can just kind of like stumble upon so much great art. And so I wouldn't dare have a favorite band. That'd be really tough to answer, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Now, do you do the songwriting? I believe you're sort of the lead person in the band.
Yeah, I write a lot of the songs alone, and then I'll present it to the band, and we'll kind of work on the parts and
okay.
humanize my messy demos.
The new album title, This Is How I Let You Down, and tracks titled like Unsatisfied and Alone seem to reflect sorrow or regret. Is this a reaction to your past loss, or is there another explanation for these songs?
I don't know. I guess at times I sort of allow myself to venture off into very kind of like in my head, kind of thinking about things, and there's like kind of a troubled mentality behind trying to figure things out and asking a lot of questions about yourself and learning about yourself and then developing and sort of sense of self-awareness and you end up writing songs from a certain self-reflective place, which is, I guess, sort of the basis of that record.
Yeah, sure.
Song is Let You Down, and I kind of like to say the things that everybody lives and feels and can relate to naturally when you say them, almost like you almost took the words from their mouth or a book that they might have read or something that relates to ordinary people just in everyday life that have those voices in their own heads.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Now, tours, I believe after Australia, you're heading to Germany, is that correct?
Yeah, we have a European tour lined up. We've got about 5 days confirmed in Germany, and then we're going to be doing France and the Netherlands and Belgium, and I think that's it, on the UK as well.
Oh, great, that sounds awesome. Yeah, a lot of bands do that sort of tour, I think. A lot of Australian bands go to Germany, France, Holland, UK and so on, as well as America, of course. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. We also have a lot of dates in Canada, so we're going to be going home to do some dates and come around back in Canada and heading out to Europe.
So it sounds like you're going to be busy. As an artist and photographer, I'm always interested in the artwork that bands choose to promote their music. The animated video for The Strongest Man Alive is very creative and impressive, along with the album cover that you have chosen. Do you have a resident artist or a variety of creative people who work for you?
It's a variety of people, actually. But I think the way you present music and stuff like that, and the feeling in the music and how it can be represented in the visual art side of everything is... it's great, and I meet a lot of people in it. I'm always, you know, I don't necessarily know how to do that, and I try to meet people that kind of have a strong sense of emotion in their art visually, like whatever it is, if it's photography or animation or just the drawings, which is our record cover, album cover was drawn by a guy in the United States.
Okay.
He does all the designs for, like, clothes companies, like Lacoste, and Lacoste, I don't know if you know what it is, it's like a little crocodile.
Okay,
yes,
yes.
Like
yes, I've seen those.
So he designed he did a whole line of like kind of jungly vibes, and I stumbled upon him on the internet one night, and I was just like, I gotta call this guy. I sent him an email, and he responded, he loved the music, and he kind of decided to work with us, so we kind of got lucky. I just reached out, and he was
And sometimes it works, doesn't it? When you make the first move and then, yeah, they respond and you manage to get someone really good working with you. That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Being on the road touring must be very tiring. What is the best or worst thing about being a musician?
I think the best, like, honestly, I had a day where I went in the studio before we left Australia and I got